morning.
早。
If you can turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 3.
让我们一起打开圣经，使徒行传第三章。
The title of the message today is The Author of Life.
今天正道的主题是创造生命的主。
The author of life.
创造生命的主。
Since our projection system is glitchy today.
今天我们的投影有一点问题。
Maybe is there a way for us to maybe just blank out the screen so we won't be distracted by it?
所以我们可能把它关掉。
That's why I ask you to turn your Bible to Acts 3.
所以我们要真的要翻开圣经，翻到使徒行传第三章。
And that's why I gave you the title, so you'd have to look at it.
大家也就知道今天的主题是创造生命的主。
Now, from time to time,
常常
I would like to address certain current social events in our society.
我常常要谈到我们社会中的一些事件。
Because we live in this world,
因为我们活在这世界中,
and we deal with the events that are around us.
我们也必须来面对处理我们身边的事件。
I know some people have a concept that politics does not belong in the church.
我知道有些人有这样的概念，就是政治不应该在教堂里面谈论。
I kind of agree.
我基本赞成。
But with a condition.
但是是有先决条件的。
Because we're not a political party, we're not a political rally.
我们不是政党或者是一个政治的集会。
We're not trying to assert political influence.
我们也不是想要用一些什么政治成为一个政治势力来影响局势。
But we do live in this culture and this society.
但是我们的确生活在一个文化和社会当中。
And not only are we confronted with the events surrounding us, we're confronted with the ideology that's around us.
所以我们不但要面对周遭的事件，我们也要处理思想一些意识形态。
But most importantly, as Christians, we're called to be the salt and light of this world.
更重要的是，作为基督徒，我们蒙召要成为这世上的盐和光。
And so how we think and how we act,
所以我们的思想和我们的行为
is called by God to affect this world.
神呼召我们要透过这些来影响世界。
And so I think it is important for us as children of God to know God's heart and God's will as it is revealed in Scripture in many of the things that we face today.
所以我想作为神的儿女，在我们日常所面对的许多事情当中，我们应该学习去了解神的心意。
And my purpose today is that we would have a clear understanding of God's view.
所以今天我的目标是让我们能够对神的心意有一个清楚的看见。
And so that we can shape our minds and our thoughts according to God's will.
所以呢，我们就可以塑造我们的思想和意见能够来按照神的旨意去行。
But more importantly and most importantly, brothers and sisters, is that we ourselves get to live out and experience the perfect will of God. And in doing so, access his full and abundant life and blessing that he has for us.
但是更重要的是，弟兄姐妹，我们要活出基督徒的生活，在我们的经历当中去体验到神的完美好让我们能够享受他赐给我们的那非常丰盛的生命。
I know you're wondering, what are you talking about exactly, Pastor James?
可能大家在想范长老你具体要讲什么呢？
The United States of America was founded in many biblical principles.
美利坚合众国是建立在许多圣经的原则上的。
Christians or those who were influenced by the teaching of the Bible started this country.
被圣经教导所影响的一群基督徒建立了这个国家。
Much of the early settlers and those who founded this country are Bible believing and Christ followers.
许多建立这个国家的先民，他们是相信耶稣基督的，相信圣经的。
And because they have a high view of God, they have a high view of life.
因为他们对神有这样很高的看法，所以他们呢对生命也有这样一个同样的很崇高的看法。
Because they know God as the life giver.
因为他们知道神是赐予生命的主。
And they know that God as the Lord of life.
他们也知道神是生命的主。
He is the creator and we are the creation.
他是创造者，我们是被造之物。
He is the Lord, he is God, and we are his people, and we are his children.
他是主，他是神，我们是他的子民，他的儿女。
And throughout the history of this country, life is upheld at a very, very high esteem.
在这个国家的历史当中，生命是被放在很崇高的地位。
But in 1973,
但是在1973年，
the Supreme Court took on a case.
最高法院受理了一个案子。
And ruled that the Constitution of the United States grants the right to abort a baby in the mother's womb.
也就是他们解释宪法说母亲有权堕胎。
You know, in the Chinese, the word abortion is literally the termination of a fetus.
所以在中文里，堕胎的字面意思就是说把胎儿给堕掉。
Because here in America, when we say abortion, what are we talking about?
但是在美国，我们谈到堕胎这个词是什么意思呢？
Yeah, 因为 abortion 在英文里面就是取消或停止的意思 ，right? So the word aborting means to cancel or to stop. But what are you canceling? What are you stopping? Is the question.
所以在英文里面所谓的停止或者是取消是停止和取消什么呢
Aborting or terminating a pregnancy.
你是停止一个怀孕。
What is pregnancy?
那么怀孕是什么意思呢
Pregnancy is the beginning of life.
怀孕就是生命的开端。
And so abortion is the termination or the canceling of life.
所以呢堕胎这个词即使在英文里也是意味着要停止或者取消一个生命。
Now, prior to 1973, I know at least half of you weren't born in 1973.
我知道至少我们当中有一半的人1973年还没有出生。
1973 is almost 50 years ago.
那几乎是50年前了。
And so prior to 1973, the decision or the act of abortion actually comes with a lot of shame and guilt.
在1973年之前呢，堕胎这件事情呢，它是带来许多的羞愧一些羞耻。
And for someone to decide to abort their baby, it's unthinkable.
所以如果某人要决定要堕胎，这是让人不可思议的。
But for the last 50 years,
但在过去的五十年中
a whole generation of Americans,
整整一代的美国人
have come to accept abortion as a right that they have.
他们认为堕胎是每个人所拥有的一项权利。
It's the right, it's their right, and it is their freedom to be able to abort a baby.
他们认为这是他们的权利和自由去堕胎。
You know, even as I'm describing this concept,
就当我现在在描述这个概念的时候
I shudder.
我都有一些颤抖
My heart races.
我的心跳得很快
What brings a person to a place where they can decide that it is okay to kill a baby?
是什么让一个人认为他可以决定杀死一个婴儿
That The decision to terminate a life is in human hands.
是什么让他们认为要剥夺一个生命是人手中的权利
Now, of course, In June 2022, a few months before in this year,
在今年6月的时候,
the new Supreme Court ruled that that right, constitutional protection to abortion, is no longer given.
新的最高法院决定这个权利不再是, 他们不再认为是宪法给予的权利。
A lot of people celebrated, thinking that's a right step forward.
有很多的人庆祝, 认为这是正确的一步。
But if you pay attention to the news or looking at the people around you, you realize this created more chaos than solving the problem.
但是你如果注意一下新闻或者你身边的人，你就会认识到这个不但没有解决问题，反而创造了更多的混乱。
Because for 50 years, a whole generation of people have recognized that as their basic rights and their freedom. You cannot take away someone's right and their freedom.
因为在过去的50年中，整整一代人认为堕胎是他们的权利和自由，你不能够剥夺人家的权利和自由。
And brothers and sisters, what I want to share with you today is not a position that we should take as Christians when it comes to abortion.
那么弟兄姐妹们，今天我要跟大家分享的不是说作为基督徒我们要在这个议题上采取有什么样的立场。
But it is how we ought to have the proper view of what God's heart is with respect to life.
而是要让大家认识到 神的心意，神对生命的看法是怎样的？
It is not a view and a political position on abortion.
这不是所谓对堕胎这个政治议题的立场或看法。
As people of God,
作为神的子民,
we need to know the will of God.
我们要了解神的心意。
Let us investigate, let us find the will of God.
让我们调查, 让我们去, 发现神的旨意是怎样的。
Let us know what God's word says.
让我们了解神的话语是怎么讲的。
And find ourselves in his provision.
让我们在神的供应中, 来找到自己。
Or else we end up disagreeing with each other, and that's where the arguments come from.
不然的话, 我们就彼此, 不同意, 然后我们就会有争论。
What is your political affiliation? What is your political ideology?
你是属于哪个政党的? 你是有什么样的意识形态?
And then we conflict with one another.
那么我们就彼此有矛盾。
What is your personal opinion? What is your personal preference? They're different, and thus it creates conflicts.
每个人的个人意见看法都不一样, 所以呢, 就会产生纷争。
Now, Pastor Tony Evans, he urged Christians to look at life this way.
有一个牧师叫 Tony Evans, 他鼓励基督徒对生命有这样一种看法。
He says, the way we ought to view life is from womb to tomb.
他说我们对生命的, 观点应该是从母腹到坟墓。
From womb to tomb.
从母腹到坟墓。
That's a view of life.
那是生命观。
Acts chapter 3, verse 15 tells us that Jesus, or God, is the author of life.
使徒行传3章15节说到, 耶稣是生命的主。
In John chapter 1,
在约翰福音一章,
John chapter 1 tells us that in him was life.
约翰福音一章告诉我们说生命在他里头。
Nothing was made without him because he made everything that was made.
万物是借着他造的,凡被造的,没有一样不是借着他造的。
Jesus also said that I am the resurrection and the life.
耶稣自己也说,我是复活,我是生命。
Did he not also declare that I am the way, the truth, and the life? Yes.
他不是也宣告我是道路,真理,生命。
He doesn't just give life.
他不单单赐予生命，
He is life.
他就是生命。
Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 139.
让我们一起翻到诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139, verse 13.
诗篇139篇13节。
It's a beautiful passage.
这是一个非常美好的经节。
Psalm 139, verse 13.
诗篇139篇13节。
For you have formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depth of the earth.Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God, and how vast is the sum of them.
所以刚才的经节是诗篇139篇13到19。我的肺腑是你所造的。我在母腹中，你已复辟我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。
God is the author of life.
神是生命的创造者。
That means that life stems from Him because He is life.
那就意味着生命是从他而来的，因为他就是生命。
It means that life is ordained by Him.
这意味着说生命是他所设立的。
It begins with him.
从他开始。
It's given by him.
是他所赐予的。
It is sustained by him.
是他所供应的、维持的、维系的。
And it ends with him.
也是他结束的。
The prophet Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 1 verse 5,
先知耶利米在耶利米书一章五节提到
As the Lord God calls him to be his prophet,
当神呼召他做神的先知的时候
God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:5, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations.
在耶利米书一章五节提到，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你；你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。
And the apostle Paul has the same understanding.
使徒保罗也有同样的看见。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 15, when he's thinking about the Lord's calling for him to be an apostle, he says,When he who is God, who has set me apart before I was born, and he is the one who called me by his grace.
在加拉太书一章十五节，使徒保罗提到，然而那把我从母腹里分别出来，又施恩召我的神。
Life begins with God.
生命从神开始。
He is the author of life.
他是生命的创始者。
Before we breathe our first breath in this world, He created us.
在我们在这个世界上第一次呼吸之前，他已创造了我们。
The scripture, in fact, clearly tells us, even before we were conceived, He knows of the life that He would give us.
经节里甚至提到，当我们还没有被在母腹中被创造的时候，他已经知道了我们的生命。
In Acts chapter 3, verse 15, when Peter referred to Jesus as the author of life,
在使徒行传三章十五节，当彼得啊提到主是生命的主的时候
，The word for author is archegos or archegos。
这个生命的主，这个创造者这个词是刚才牧师念到的。
This term is used three times in the New Testament to refer to Jesus.
这个词在新约里用到了三次，都是用来指向主耶稣基督的。
It's variously translated as author.
它的翻译有不同的翻法，可以作为
or founder. But what it means is that he is the one who begins.
但共同的意思就是他是创始的那一位。
And not only is he a leader and a giver from the beginning, he sustains it.
他不但是领导生命的赐予生命的，也是维系生命的。
And he continues to be the ruler or the prince or the lord over it.
他也继续的作为这个生命的王，他有生命的主权在于他。
In Acts 3:15, Scripture calls Jesus the author of life.
在使徒行传三章十五节，经文称耶稣为生命的主。
In Hebrews 2:10, calls him the author of salvation.
在希伯来书二章十节，称他为救赎主。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, calls Jesus the author and perfecter.Of faith.
在希伯来书十二章二节提到耶稣是我们信心为我们的信心所创始成终的。
Brothers and sisters, the concept of God being the Lord of life.
弟兄姐妹们，神是生命的主这样一个概念。
Is an all-encompassing, and it is a vital part of understanding of our own lives.
这是一个包含一切的，是对我们对自己的生命有所了解，至关重要的。
I know some people will say, "Well, is he the author of life, or is he the author of salvation, or is he the author of faith?"
所以有些人要说，那他到底是生命的创始者、救恩的创始者，还是信心的创始者呢
？Obviously, he's all three, correct?
显然的，他三个都是。
But do you not realize that all three pertains to life?
你有没有意识到这三种说法都是与生命相关的
？God gives us our physical life.
神赐给我们这个肉体的生命。
Our physical life comes from the conception that a father and a mother, comes together and have that conception, and that's the beginning of life.
从肉体上说，生命是从父母亲他们受孕的那一刻开始。
That's the beginning of the physical life.
这是肉体生命的开端。
Him being the author of salvation talks about the fact that a life that has been marred with sin and condemned to death can have an eternal hope.
那么救恩的意思呢，就是说这个被罪所玷污的生命啊，必死的生命开始有了新的永恒生命的盼望。
That whatever hope we have in this life, as we get sick and as we get old, asThat hope in this life dims, we know that the true hope is in heaven and eternity with God.
虽然我们在这个世上有生老病死，我们这个属世的生命的希望其实是很暗淡无光的，但是我们知道有那一个真的属天的永恒的与神同在的生命。
That is the spiritual life, which one may argue is more substantial than the physical life that we have.
那就是我们属灵的生命，它是比我们的肉身的生命要更加重要的。
Jesus being the founder or the author and the perfecter of our faith, that speaks to life.
耶稣是为我们的信心创始成终的，那也是提到生命。
You know, just this week, and this is the second time, one of my child asked me this question.
就在这一个礼拜，也这第二次我的孩子问我这样的问题。
Isabella. She asked during dinner.
Isabella 在晚餐的时候问我。
And all seven of us sitting there eating dinner, and she says, "Hey, I always wondered about this."
我们一家七口坐在一起吃晚餐，她说我总是有这样一个疑惑。
She says, you know she's 8 years old, okay?
大家知道她只有八岁。
Third grade.
三年级。
She says, I've always wondered this, Dad.
她说爸爸，我一直有这样一个问题。
How do we know God is real?
我们怎么知道神是真实的？
I want to know how you would answer that question.
我想知道你会怎么回答这个问题。
So as I'm thinking about how to answer this question, here comes the second part.
当我在思考这个问题的时候，来了第二个部分。
How do we know God is real and how can we have faith in Him?
问题的第二部分是，我们怎么样才能够对神有信心呢？
I'm a pastor, I should know the answer, right?
我是牧师，我应该知道答案。
Honestly, it took me a while to think about it.
但实际上呢，我花了一点时间来考虑。
Not only do I need to answer it,
我不但要回答，
I need to answer it so an 8-year-old can understand.
而且要用一种八岁的孩子能够理解的语言来回答。
If you have any suggestion or any wisdom in that, please come to my house and share with my kid.
如果你有什么建议或者智慧，请来到我家跟
我的孩子们分享。 How do you know God is real and how do you have faith in Him?
你怎么知道神是真实的？你怎么才能对他有信心呢？
You know when I heard her ask these questions?
当我听到她问这些问题的时候，
And my first reaction is she's asking a question about life.
我的第一反应就是他在问有关生命的问题。
Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
耶稣是为我们信心创始成终的。
Without faith, it is impossible to know God or to please God.
没有信心，我们就不可能认识神或者蒙神的悦纳。
And this faith is not just a human faith, like we believe in a concept and we willforce ourselves to believe something so strongly we would not allow anyone to attack.
所以这并不是讲到人的所谓的信念，就是我们对一个概念那么的坚信不疑，我们不允许别人对此有任何的挑战。
This is a faith from, I don't know, within our psyche, within our soul, that we are able to recognize the reality of God.
这是一个在我们灵魂深处的信心，让我们能够认识到神的真实性。
Doesn't Hebrews 11:1 tell us that faith is the certainty of things unseen?
希伯来书11:1提到信是未见之事的确据。
The assurance of things to come.
是所望之事的实底。
Where does that faith come from?
那个信心是从哪里来的呢？
It comes from Jesus, comes from God as a gift to us.
是从耶稣基督来的，是神给我们的一个礼物。
Ephesians 2:8-9 tells us that we are saved by grace through faith. And this not of yourselves, it is a gift of God.
所以呢，在以弗所书2:8-9也提到过，我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
It is a gift of God.
这是神赐给我们的礼物。
Not only does God love us, He gives us life, He gives us faith.
神不但爱我们，赐给我们生命，他还赐给我们信心。
And He not only gives us faith, He completes that faith for us. What a wonderful promise.
他不但给我们信心，他还帮我们把信心能够成为完美，这是多么美好的礼物。
God is the author of life.
神是生命的创造者。
His son Jesus is the author of life.
神子耶稣是生命的创造
者。You know, when Jesus was walking on earth 2,000 years ago,
你知道当2000多年前耶稣的肉身在这世上行走，
He proclaimed,that he's going to bring salvation of God to the people.
他宣告他要把神的救恩带给神的子民。
He proclaimed that he is equal with God.
他宣告他与神同等。
He proclaimed that he is the hope of salvation.
他宣告他是救恩的希望。
Now these claims are pretty ridiculous for a human being to say.
如果他是一个人的话，这些宣告都听起来非常的让人觉得很可笑。
And of course, a proclamation such as that in the culture of the Jewish society, it is a confrontation and an attack to the religious leaders.
特别是在当时的犹太的文化社会当中，这样子的宣告对当时的宗教领袖来说是一个极大的冒犯。
That's why they hated him and they wanted to kill him and they wanted to silence him.
所以他们呢就憎恶他，他们想要杀害他，他们想要让他沉默。
Because they are a threat to their way of life and they are a threat to their way of thinking.
因为耶稣所宣告的对他们的生活方式和他们的思想方式都是一个威胁。
So despite the evidence and despite the life that Jesus led, they wanted to erase him.
所以呢尽管耶稣他所活的生命让他们看到了很多的证据，一些确据，但是他们还是想要把它消灭。
Jesus didn't just make a proclamation that he is son of God, he is equal with God.
耶稣不仅是宣告说他是神的儿子，他与神同等。
He didn't just say that without me there is no salvation.
他不单单说除了我没有救恩。
He lived a life that was sinless.
他活出了一个无罪的生命。
He demonstrated his respect and his obedience even to the law as it is prescribed in Scripture.
他展现了他在对经文中所记载的律法的尊敬和顺服。
He demonstrated his deity. He demonstrated that he is God by the miracles that he performed.
他也透过他所行的神迹展现了他的神性。
His miracles were not just the healing of headaches and backaches.
他的神迹不是说治好了头痛或者背痛。
His healing was like in Acts chapter, his healings similar to Acts chapter 15 were healing of people who were blind at birth.
像在他使徒行传十五章所行的神迹，是一些生来就瞎眼的人得看见。
People who have been lame or crippled and cannot walk for decades for the whole entire town to see.
是那些全城的人都认识的十多年来都瘸腿瘫痪的人。
He raised the dead to life.
他让死人复活。
And it's not something that he says he did somewhere else, no one can see. It is right there in town for the whole crowd to see.
他也不是说悄悄的在人不见的地方行这样的神迹，他是让全镇子的人都看见。
Jesus' life fulfilled all the prophecies about the Messiah in the Old Testament.
耶稣的生命实现了在旧约中所提到的弥赛亚的一切的预言。
Yet when this person, Jesus,
然而当耶稣这个人
when he shows up in the lives of the Jews and the religious leader at the time,
当他在这些犹太人和宗教领袖的生命中出现的时候
because it affronted and attacked their way of life and their way of thinking,
因为他的存在对那些人所固有的一些文化一些思想造成了挑战和威胁。
They ignored the evidence of his life.
他们就选择不看见他生命中的证据。
And they persisted stubbornly to silence and erase the message of salvation from Jesus, and eventually they wanted to silence and erase the man of Jesus.
所以呢，他们就非常顽固地一直想要让耶稣沉默，要把他的生命给消除，要把他的信息给消除，以至于最后想要把他这个人这个肉身给杀害。
In Acts chapter 3, that's after Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension.
使徒行传三章这里是耶稣复活升天之后。
Peter walked into Jerusalem.
彼得走进耶路撒冷。
And they found a man that can't walk. He was lame.
他们看到了有一个瘸腿不能行走的人。
And every day, I don't know, his friend or family would carry this man to the temple court where the crowd gathers, and he would sit there and he would just beg for some money or some food.
他的家人或朋友就把他天天抬来放在一个店的门口求人的周济。
And Peter and John looked at this man.
彼得和约翰看这个人。
And he's asking them for some money.
那个人想让他们给他点钱。
But Peter said to him, verse 6,
但是彼得在第六节对他说,
I have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I will give to you, and this is what I have. It's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise up and walk.
金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And he took the man's hand, and the man stood up.
于是他就拉着那个人的手，扶他起来。
He didn't just walk.
他不但行走。
Verse 8 says he leaped, he stood, and then he entered the temple, and he was praising God.
第八节提到他跳起来。站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着，赞美神。
Hundreds and thousands of people are at the temple court.
在那个殿那里有成百上千的人。
And they see this happening, of course they're amazed.
当他们看到这样的神迹的时候，他们当然稀奇惊讶。
So they rushed over to Peter and John. They want to say, "Who did this? This is incredible. I want to see this."
所以呢，他们都一起跑到彼得、约翰那里，想看看谁行了这样的神迹。
And Peter took this opportunity to address the crowd.
彼得就抓住这样的机会对百姓讲话。
And he gave them a sermon.
他就给了他们一篇正道。
That cut to the heart.
这是直指人心的。
Because he said to them, "Why are you guys looking at me?"
因为他说，你们为什么要定睛看我呢
？I didn't do this because I'm special.
不是说我有什么特别的能力。
I did this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我是凭耶稣基督的名做这件事。
Do you remember Jesus?
你记得耶稣吗
？He said he's the one, verse 14. He's the one where you crucified on the cross.
第十四节提到，他就是那个你们所杀害的。
You denied the holy and righteous one. You denied Jesus, and you asked.For the murder to be freed for you, that was Barabbas.
你们弃绝了那圣洁公义的耶稣基督，反而求释放了一个凶手，巴拉巴给你们。
Instead of the life giver, you asked for a life taker.
你们不是要求释放那生命的创造者，反而求一个生命的杀害者。
And then he says, "It is you who killed the author of life."
他说：“你们杀害了生命的主。”
But God raised him from the dead.
但神却叫他从死里复活。
And it is in His name and by faith in His name that He made this man strong, who you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man his perfect health.
那么是透过他所赐的信心，是他的能力叫这人在你们众人面前全然好了。
Now.Peter didn't just accuse them. Peter gave them the gospel message, the hope of salvation.
所以彼得不是说在控诉他们，他给了他们一篇正道，给他们宣讲了福音。
The message of the sin and the murder of Jesus cut to the heart, but Peter said in verse 19, "So therefore repent and turn again, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord,and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, who is Jesus.
所以呢，当彼得讲到他们所犯的罪，所杀害的生命的主，这是很扎心的。但是他同时也讲到了盼望，说你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。这样，那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到，主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
You know, there is a sin of unbelief.
你们知道有一个叫做不信的罪。
The sin of unbelief.
不信的罪。
That is to deny the reality of Jesus.
那就是不承认耶稣基督的真实性。
Even in the face of indisputable evidence.
尽管面对了不容置疑的铁证。
When the truth of God, when we are being confronted with the truth of God, yet we choose not to see it, and we choose our own way of life, our own way of thinking, that is the sin of unbelief.
当我们弃绝耶稣存在的真实性，当我们选择转脸不看这些证据，反而要按我们自己所愿意的方式来看待生命的时候，
that is when we are in danger of making the same wrong choice as the Jews.
这就是我们不信的罪，我们也就处在犯下与犹太人一样的错的危险当中。
That we want to silence and deny and erase the reality and truth of God in our lives.
我们不想要承认神，我们想要沉默，让这个神所存在的证据我们弃绝，我们想要消除他所存在的证据。
Rather, we want to choose our own way of life, our own way of preference, and in doing so, we invite death.
所以呢，我们反而要选择我们自己的生活方式我们这样行的时候，我们就行了必死的罪。
That is the religious leaders of that time.
这就是当时的宗教领袖所做的。
You know, in chapter 4, verse 13, the scripture described these people.
在第四章十三节，经文这样描述那些人。
They see what is happening.
他们看到发生的事。
They know that Peter and John, they're fishermen, they're not educated.
他们知道彼得、约翰是渔民，他们没有学问。
But verse 14 says, but they see the man who was healed standing beside them, and so they have nothing to say in opposition.
第十四节提到，他们看见那治好的人与他们一同站着，就无话可驳。
And then they said to each other,
他们就彼此商议说，
verse 16, what should we do with them?
十六节，我们当怎么办呢？
Something amazing, the notable sign has been performed among them. This is evident to all. And so we can't deny it, but in order that it may spread no further among the people, let us warn them, and we tell them not to speak about it anymore. We do not want the name of Jesus to be preached anymore.
十六、十七节他提到说，我们当怎样办这两个人呢？因为他们诚然行了一件明显的神迹，凡住耶路撒冷的人都知道，我们也不能说没有。但唯恐这事越发传扬在民间，我们必须恐吓他们，叫他们不再奉这名对人讲论。
Of course, Peter had the famous response.
当然，彼得就做了一个那么著名的一个回应。
He said, "Is it right in the sight of God to listen to you or to listen to God?"
他说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。
”You be the judge.
你们自己酌量吧。
In the face of undeniable evidence and the truth of God and the healing and the salvation of Christ, these people deny.
他们面对到无可辩驳的神迹，面对耶稣的真实性，他是神，他是救恩的主，这些人选择了弃绝，转眼不看。
But those thousands who heard the message of Peter in the temple court.
但是那成千的人，他们在殿中听到了彼得的信息的人。
Even though in their ignorance they crucified Christ,
虽然说在他们的无知中，他们把耶稣钉在了十字架上。
Even though they were confronted by Peter with such a sharp accusation that you killed Jesus, who is the Son of God and the Life Giver,
虽然说彼得指责他们，你们就是那杀害了生命的主，把救恩的主钉在十字架的。
But upon hearing the message of repentance,
但当他们听到了悔改的信息之后，
that all you need to do is recognize your sin and repent of your sin and trust in the name of Jesus.
他们所要当行的就是要认罪悔改，把信心放在耶稣身上。
And you will experience the time of refreshing and the time of restoration.
你们就会经历到一个更新的重新兴旺的生命。
And Acts 4:4 tells us that those who heard, thousand of them, the number of men were in the 5,000s.
在四章四节提到，那些听到之人有许多信的，男丁数目约到五千。
These are those who repented and they believed.
这些就是认罪悔改相信的人。
The issue that we're confronted with in the world today, brothers and sisters, ultimately is not one single issue.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在世上所面对的许多事情，最终归根结底，不是，只是一件事情。
That is why, as I'm thinking about what has happened in this society about this chaos and this mess that's created about the debate and the argument and the conflict that stems from abortion rights.
所以当我思想到我们所面对的种种的纷争，种种的意义，当我们谈论到关于堕胎这个议题的时候，
it runs deeper.
它有更深的根源。
It is, do we recognize Jesus as the author of life?
那就是我们是否能够认识到耶稣是生命的主。
It is not about somebody else making a decision to abort their baby.
这不是说别人他是不是个人的决定要不要堕胎。
Or it is not about you and I judging someone else making that choice for whatever reason it might be.
也不是说你我对别人做论断，出于某种原因来论断别人的决定。
How do you and I, as children of God, see our lives in the sight of God?
而是关于有关我们作为神的儿女，我们对生命当有如何的看见。
I have 5 children.
我有5个孩子。But
our first child is not with us.
但我们第一个孩子没有跟我们在一起。
I have 5 children here on earth.
我在世上有5个孩子。And
I'm sorry, I'm very confusing right now. Elise is with us.
我的大女儿跟我们在一起。I
have 5 children on earth, but our first child didn't make it.
我在这世上有5个孩子，但是我的头生的并没有降世。不能算是头生的，因为他没生出来。我的老大没有生出来。All
of my children know that they have an older sibling that will get to me in heaven.
我的属世在世上的孩子都知道，他们还有一个手足在天上。Our
first pregnancy ended before that baby was born.
我们所被受孕的那第一个孩子并没有出生。I
have a picture of that baby in the womb.
我有一个那个宝宝在母腹中的照片。So
I look forward to the day where I'm in heaven and someone will run up to me and call me dad and I'll be like, oh.
所以我很盼望的有一天，我到天国的时候会有一个孩子跑向我，叫我爸爸。
I would have loved that kid as I love all my other kids.
我会爱他，就像我爱其他的5个孩子一样。
When we found out that the baby no longer has a heartbeat, we grieved.
当我们发现那个孩子没有心跳的时候，我们很哀痛。
There's always an excitement about a pregnancy because it's a celebration of the beginning of life.
怀孕总是一个让人很兴奋的事情，因为那是生命的开始。And
no matter how long that life gets to live, to be lived out here in this world, whether it's brief, whether it's long, it's life.
不管那个生命有没有来到这个世间，或者是他在这世上的时间是长是短，那是一个生命。And
because God in His infinite wisdom and love chose to give us human beings life,
但是因为神在他无限的智慧和慈爱当中选择要赐给人生命。
It is for us to uphold and to value and to protect and to treasure that life.
我们就应当去来高举、来看重、来保护、来珍视那样的生命。
Our fifth child was diagnosed with severe deformity in the womb.
在怀着第5个孩子的时候，他就被诊断出有很严重的问题。
Doctor says, well, the baby's still living, but it probably will have severe brain damage or heart damage.
医生说那个孩子还活着，但是呢，他很可能会有严重的大脑和心脏的问题。
The doctor said, prepare yourself.
医生说你要预备好。You
have twins.
你有双胞胎。
One looks very good, healthy, thriving. And so at birth, be prepared. You're going to have a healthy, thriving baby and one that has, if days to live or brain or heart damage throughout her life.
所以你要预备好，一个宝宝出生了将是看上去会是非常的健康，非常的强壮，但是另一个呢，可能只能活几天，因为他的大脑和心脏发育不完全。
The doctor offered options.
医生给了我们一些选项
to terminate the baby that is probably high likelihood not to survive or would have a diminished life, in his opinion.
他说你们可以选择来终止双胞胎中那一个比较就是说不健康的那个胎儿的生命，因为他有可能活不了多久，或者是会过一个很不好的生活。
Of course, I understand and appreciate people who are faced with difficult circumstances or decision to end a life.
当然我可以体谅理解有一些人当他们面对这样艰难的抉择的时候，他们选择要终止一个生命。
I understand that those decisions typically are not lightly made.
我也理解那样的决定，他们不是轻易下的。
But once again, I like to point our attention to not the circumstances, but who is the Lord of life?
但是再一次的，我想要让大家能够注意到，不是我们周遭的环境，而是我们生命的主。If
God is the giver of life, He will sustain it.
因为神是赐予，如果神是生命的创造者，他也就是生命的维系者。
And not only will He sustain it, He will provide for it.
他不但要维系这个生命，他还要供应这个生命。
And so not only do we uphold that value of life,
所以我们不但要持守高举这样的生命观,
not only do we stand up for the value of those lives,
我们不但要为这样的生命的价值来站出来。
I guarantee you we can enjoy those lives.
我也保证我们可以享受那样的生命。
Because God does.
因为神就享受生命。
We talked about the seven marks of true disciples of Jesus.
我们提到了耶稣基督真门徒的七个标志。
The first mark is actually recognizing the authority of Christ over us.
第一个标志就是承认耶稣对我们有更高的主权。
Recognizing the authority of Jesus over us, one of them is that the fact that He is the life giver, He is the Lord of life, He is the author of life, and only He determines life and death.
我们承认耶稣的主权，就包括我们要承认他是生命的创造者，他是生命的主，他是那个决定生死的神。
And as I think about this subject today,
当我今天思考这个话题的时候,
Brother and sister, Jesus being the author of life, it is not only that He is the author of life in the beginning.
弟兄姐妹们，我们提到耶稣是生命的主，不单单是他创造了生命，
He is the author of life as that life takes place and that life grows before our eyes.
他是生命的主，包括我们生命的成长和生命的进行时。
I think for most of us, it's easy to say, I give birth to a child, and then that life is going to thrive. I'm going to give birth. But what about after birth?
有些人就说，我就生了这个孩子，他就自然就会成长。那么其实你要如何去养育这个孩子呢？
You care for the child. You feed the child.
你要关心照料他，你要养育他。
And I teach my kids how to understand nutrition and eat balanced meals.
我教导我的孩子要怎么样吃营养的、均衡的饭菜。
It is not about what to eat and what not to eat.
不是说这个可以吃，那个不可以吃。
It is about the fact that you have a life, you got to take care of it because life is invaluable.
而是你有一个生命，你要好好的照料这个生命，因为生命是无价的。
Take good care of the life that God gives you so you don't starve it and you don't overfeed it.
你要好好照料神所赐给你的生命，所以你不让他挨饿，你也不要吃得过多。
As my children grow up and they're able to feed themselves and they understand how to feed themselves.
当我的孩子们慢慢长大，他们开始知道自己怎么样找吃的。
I start to care about their emotional health.
我又开始来关心他们的情感上面的健康。
The world of how they feel.
也就是他们的这种感受，他们的感觉。
I care about their social life.
我也关心他们的社交生命。
I care about their mental life.
还有他们的心理健康。
I care about their spiritual life.
和他们的属灵生命。
Because all of this is life.
因为这一切都是生命的一部分。
If I stand strongly on the position of upholding the life that God has given, I have to stand firm throughout the child's life.
所以如果我对神所赐的生命的价值有这样一个坚定的立场的话，我就要在他们生命的每一个方面，生命的全过程都持守这样的立场。
It's not just voting yes or no on abortion on a ballot.
不只说在选票上我们对堕胎权要投票要赞成还是反对。
It's not, does this candidate pro-life or pro-choice?
不是说我们要看这个候选人他赞不赞成堕胎。
Do I reflect in my life the value that I placed on the life that God has entrusted to me?
而是我的生命有没有活出神所教导我的这样的一种价值观。
Am I protecting and upholding and enjoying those life that God has placed in my life?
是否我们对神赐给我们的这样的生命，我们能够看重，我们能够珍视，我们也能够去享受
？I told you it's more than abortion, isn't it?
我是不是跟你说过这是超过堕胎的话题
？If we start to understand God as the author of life, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们开始了解神是生命的主
，How do you treat your wife and your husband?Falls under that same category.
你如何来对待你的配偶，也是其中的一部分。
Isn't that the life that God has established and placed in your life?
因为你的配偶同样也是神放在你生命中的生命。
Do you care about the damage and the hurt that you may cause to that life? Do you care?Or are you concerned about the possible hurt or damage you have to that life?
你对那个你被配偶的生命是否造成了伤害，你会不会去关心呢？
Do you want to nourish and cherish and to enjoy that life that is created in the image of God?
你是否要去照料，要珍视，要去享受那个按神的形象所被造的人？
Brothers and sisters, this is a subject of worship.
弟兄姐妹们，这是有关敬拜的话题。
When we recognize God as who He is, that is worship.
当我们承认神是何等的神，那就是敬拜。
And because He is the author of life, we ought to have that mark in ours.
因为他是生命的主，我们在自己的生命中也当有同样的标记。
If we hold firmly, brothers and sisters, to this concept that life from womb to tomb.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们对生命是从母腹到坟墓这样一个概念有一个很坚定的持守的话
，meaning that God is the one in control of the giving and the taking of life，
也就是说，神是那对生死有主权的那位主
，and that we would dare not usurp or take over God's authority and His sovereignty over the issue of life，
所以呢，我们就不应当。胆敢去篡夺神对生命的主权。
Not only then do we have a clarity when it comes to the issue of abortion.
那样我们才会对堕胎这个事情有一个清楚的看见。
Yeah, 不但对堕胎能够有一个清楚的看见 ，right? Not only for abortion, brothers and sisters, it allows us to know how we ought to raise our children.
也会让我们了解该如何养育孩子。
It allows us to start to begin to think about the investment we need to put in to our marriage.
也会让我们了解对我们的婚姻我们要进行怎样的投资。
You know, it also allows us to think about the subject such as euthanasia or assisted suicide.
它也会让我们去思想关于安乐死这样这些社会议题。 该怎么样去想。
When people get sick or old, or when I get sick or old, do I take my own life?
当我们老了、病了，我是否可以终止我自己的生命？
We start to understand that the issue of cloning human beings is not just bioethics or a medical research ethics issue. It is our issue as well.
那么我们也会对关于克隆生命啊这样子的事情有一些看见，因为它不单单是一个生物上的、科技上的的问题，也是跟我们的信仰有关。
One of the greatest sin of men is the pride of men.
人最大的罪中的一项就是人的骄傲。
And that pride of men is human beings want to be God.
人的骄傲就是想要成为神。
And so that we want to take life and death into our own hands.
所以我们想要把生死与夺的权利拿在自己的手中。
Because that is a right and authority only held by God.
但那个是唯有神所有的权利和主权。
When we pridefully want to challenge or to take over the issue of life and death from God into our own hand, we invite damnation and disaster.
所以当我们要挑战神的主权，要把生死的权利拿到我们自己的手中的时候，我们就会造成毁坏，我们会受到定罪。
But when we recognize God's sovereignty and his perfect will and his power over life and death, we invite his blessing and his protection.
所以但是当我们承认神对生死的主权和他完美的旨意和他的全能的时候，我们就在自己的生命当中邀请到他的保护和他的祝福。
And I pray that this mark of the authority of Christ in our lives will be clearly seen by ourselves and those around us.
我的祷告是我们身上所有的这样子神的主权的标志能够让不但我们自己能够清楚的了解，我们周遭的人也可以清楚的看见。
Let us not be the people who wants to erase God and his word so that we can continue to live our own life.
让我们不要做那些弃绝神的存在不看他存在的证据而选择各凭己意去生活的人。
Living our own life, but what only awaits us is death.
如果我们单凭己意去生活的话，等候我们的就是死。
But let us be the people who upholds God's truth and his word in our lives.
让我们成为那些在自己的生命中高举神的真理和神的主权。
So that his abundant life flows out of us.
所以他所赐生命丰盛的生命就可以从我们里面流出来。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, this morning we are engaged in a very difficult topic.
天父，今天早上我们谈到了一些比较困难的话题。
I know this topic may be personal for many.
我知道这个话题对有些人来说是非常个人私人的。
But I trust, Lord, that Your will and desire is to be that Lord of life in all of our lives because you love us.
主啊，但是我知道你的心意，你的旨意是要珍视生命，因为你就是生命。
Lord, we want to worship you as the author of life.
主啊，我们要敬拜你，你是生命的主。
We want you to be the Lord over those we love.
我们想要你作为我们所爱的人的主。
And we want you to be the Lord over our own lives.
我们想要你做我们个人生命的主。
Lord, help us to know you more as that life giver and life sustainer.
主啊，让我们能够更多的认识你，认识你是那位生命的创始者和生命的维系者。
Help us to uphold and worship you as the creator and the sustainer and the perfecter of life.
让我们要来高举你的名，让我们要来敬拜你，因为你是生命的创造者、维系者。
When life is damaged or when life is destroyed, it hurts us.
当生命被毁坏或被扭曲的时候，我们受到伤害。
And even if there are pain or even if there are scars from sin, I pray for your healing in our lives.
尽管我们的生命当中有伤痛、有伤痕，我求你能够医治我们。
Lord, we want to turn to you because in you there is refreshing and there is restoration.
主啊，我们愿意转向你，因为在你里面有重生，在你里面有重新得力的大能。
And so we praise you and we thank you.
所以我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
阿门。